Welcome to So Here's the Thing, the podcast for small business owners, entrepreneurs, and creative educators who are ready to take their business to the next level. Through candid conversations, tactical approaches, and a few unpopular opinions, we're lifting the veil on what it takes to build both a life and a business that you love. I'm your host, Layli Amati, a coach for creatives and founder of the Creative Educator Academy, where I help entrepreneurs step into the role of industry leaders and educators. I'm so glad that you're here. Now let's jump into today's episode. Hey friends, welcome back to another week of a snack-sized episode where I take you into the conversations that I'm having in real life, in my DMs, just behind the scenes, and I include you in these conversations. I'm so excited about this week's little snack, and we're going to be talking about goal setting for Q2. Now, before I dive into that, I know that for some of us who maybe feel comparison or feel like we're behind when we hear goal setting or terms like Q1, Q2, Q3, we feel all of the like the Instagram posts that we see of people being like, what did you achieve in Q1? We're not going to be talking about that. Today, I'm going to be talking you guys through some of the personal goals that I'm setting for Q2 and why I think this is the perfect quarter to really just go deep into your goals and why I actually choose to go deep into my personal goals and then let professional goals unfold as they will during the season. And it's truly because I just kind of gave the spoiler. It is a new, fresh season. So for me, I was born in Iran. I'm Persian, and we celebrate the Persian New Year, which is the first day of spring. It's the spring equinox. And I always love to actually use this as my true new year. I know a calendar year, January 1st, it's a really nice fresh start. But during January, I feel like we're all still kind of in hibernation. We're coming off of the holiday season. We've just done Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, and we're all kind of exhausted, right? And so I always felt like the goals that I would set in January were just, they were so difficult for me to achieve. And then I would kind of get down on myself that, wow, I set all these goals in January. Now it's February. Now it's March. And I haven't really had a chance to even hit the ground running on them. I'm still kind of coming out of hibernation. I'm still waking up. You know, the year is barely starting for me, but then all of a sudden an entire quarter is done. And I really didn't like the way that I felt about that. So now I really try to wait until the end of March, the first week of April, to really hone in on those goals. So I'm going to share my personal goals with you because they have opened up so many conversations in my DMs, probably more than I've had all year, the past like 3 months, aside from one speaking engagement that brought in a lot of conversation. But this was probably the highest responded to story that I posted where I just outlined my goals. So I'm going to share them with you now. And again, these are personal goals. So these are not professional goals. I allow my professional goals to, like I said, unfold over time. So the first thing I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be getting back to hitting my health journey really hard. I've shared about this on the podcast before. I think it was about 2 years ago when I was, I guess, one full year into my health journey at that point and about halfway to my quote unquote weight goal or whatever it was at that time. But so much has changed since then, where over the years, I've been in this quote unquote health journey, which is truly at this point now just my new lifestyle for over 3 years. And it has just changed so much of who I am, how I live, how I feel on a daily basis. And I have let it kind of ebb and flow on what feels good to me at the time. And now it feels really good to me to hit it hard again. I'm following a planned out calendar of workouts and nutrition goals. I was really inspired. My husband is training for a triathlon and he has like a very, very thought out spreadsheet that inspired me. And then of course, as I shared on the podcast previously, I have worked with a health and nutrition coach over the past few years who has given me a really great foundation for nutritional goals. So I'm going to be doing that. And as I creep toward that end goal that I set for myself over 3 years ago, I just feel better and better every day and along the journey. And so I'm really just leaning into that feeling. So I'm going to be hitting those workouts hard and loving it. Even when I hate it, I love it. The second goal I have, and this is three goals, by the way, I don't think I mentioned that at the beginning. My second goal is to schedule in time for at least one of the billions of hobbies that I've picked up and dropped over the years. My type 3 Enneagram and my ADHD friends will really know what I'm talking about when I talk about this. I've got like a whole closet full of hobbies that I've bought supplies for. played with for a minute and then put away because work or life or everything else was more important. And through my time in therapy and also my time in conversation with Tim and my close friends and family, we've decided that I really need to schedule time for my hobbies. That's just who I am. I am not somebody that can be like, you know, I just feel like painting right now. I'm going to have to, at least in the beginning, Atomic Habits style. If you haven't read it, you should read it. Atomic Habits style. I'm going to have to just like schedule in time and think, what would a person who prioritizes hobby do? And then see if over time I eventually just, it becomes second nature. So that's my second goal, scheduling in time for at least one of those hobbies. And then the third goal I have is scheduling in time for reading, so that I actually do it. Now, this is not a new hobby. I have always loved reading. When I was a kid, I would read a book cover to cover. Again, it's a shock that I was not diagnosed with ADHD until I was an adult, because I would hyperfixate on that book like no other. But I loved reading. It was such a great escape for me. It was so fun to read for pleasure, not just for work. But for some reason in the past, I guess maybe 5 or 6 years, it has really been put on the back burner for everything else. Similarly to the hobbies I was talking about, it gets put on the back burner for work, for calls, for family obligations, for friends, for whatever. And I really love it. So I'm going to schedule in some time for reading. And my goal on that is, I'm holding the goals really loosely for the number of books, but I love to read for pleasure and read for business. Have one book for pleasure, one book for business that I, you know, have going at any given time and that I really schedule in time for. So I hope that this inspires you to think about what your personal goals may be for this spring season, to encourage you that if you have not hit your quote unquote New Year's resolutions or goals, it is by far not too late to set new ones or to reevaluate what those goals were in the first place as we go into a brand new season, a brand new quarter, a beautiful fresh start with all of the possibilities ahead. And I am just cheering for you. And I hope this little motivational chat and sharing a little insight into my process helps you do the same. If you are going to set some goals, I would love for you to do what I did. I know it's hard to put these things out there, but I posted a story about it. And like I said, it opened up such beautiful conversations in my DMs. That's a little homework assignment I have for you. If you think of a couple goals that you feel comfortable sharing with your friends on social media, your family, whatever, whoever you want to share them with. But I loved posting them. It was outside my comfort zone, but I'm glad I did, because it just, as I said, opened up great conversations. And I'd love for you to actually tag me in them so that I can see what you've got coming down the pipeline for you and so that I can cheer you on. As always, I hope you enjoyed this, and I will see you guys for our next guest episode next Monday. For show notes and resources mentioned on today's episode, head to SoHeresTheThingPodcast.com. This show is brought to you by the Creative Educator Academy, where we teach creative entrepreneurs how to teach, because I believe that industries thrive when experts can share their knowledge well. If you're enjoying the podcast, I'd love to read your review in iTunes or see your rating on Spotify. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.